This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran has rejected President Donald Trump's offer of talks without precondition. A foreign ministry spokesman Tuesday saying sanctions and pressure are the opposite of dialogue. In a tweet, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said threats, sanctions, and PR stunts won't work. Political analyst Mazhar Akhazadeh said Iranian officials are trying to find out about Mr. Trump's real motives and learn whether he's really seeking a deal or trying to cause Iran's collapse. Mr. Trump decided to withdraw from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement with Tehran in May, citing its malign activities. The U.S. is preparing to reimpose sanctions that could cause further problems for the Iranian economy. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. willingness to talk to Iran about improving relations is a longstanding U.S. position.
Both the secretary and the president have addressed this numerous times, that we would be willing to sit down with Iran and have conversations about the future of that country. This is nothing new. The State Department has said this and the White House has said this.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has no plans to meet on the sidelines with his Iranian counterpart during a Southeast Asian summit. Both will attend in Singapore this week. Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party has won a majority of parliamentary seats from Monday's ballot, but the opposition is concerned that the Election Commission is intentionally holding back the results of the presidential contest between incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa. Tendai Biti with the Movement for Democratic Change suggested there is evidence of interference with the people's will by the authorities.
So, for instance, as I'm talking to you right now, there is a deliberate delay informally announcing results.
Both candidates have claimed victory. The first election in which Zimbabweans do not have Robert Mugabe on the ballot. He was ousted by the military in November. This is VOA News.